This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Election Day 2020, and not since the election of 1900 has the U.S. seen this kind of voter turnout. When the population
warned the millions
of when the population of this country was about one quarter of what it is today. There's a good chance Americans won't know the winner of Tuesday's presidential election when they go to bed tonight. Sagar Magani reports from Associated Press.
Absentee ballots could slow the count. St. Anselm College professor Chris Galdieri says the breakdown of who votes when could also make it hard to gauge the results later today.
The folks who are waiting to vote today are more likely to be Republican than the folks who have voted early.
Meaning in states like Pennsylvania that release in-person vote totals first.
It will look like Trump is beginning with a big lead.
Galdieri says the question is how much that changes as more results come out. Final tallies in some key battlegrounds could take days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president himself has not been shy about casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election if vote counting goes too much beyond today's election day. Georgetown University law professor Joshua Geltzer says there's no validity to President Trump's attempts to delegitimize mail-in voting.
Court in this country. It's not true. It's not consistent with our traditions. It's not what the law says. The arguments we've heard from Donald Trump about this election, they are not legal arguments. They are simply disinformation. The notion that if we don't know the winner on election night, something wrong has happened, or we need to go with whoever seems to be leading, that is not a legal argument that would win in front of any federal judge appointed by a president of any major party in any court in this country. It's not true. It's not consistent with our traditions. It's not what the law says.
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is this year's Holy Grail, considered by many the tipping point to victory. This is VOA.